Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills that we may serve you today, now and always. Amen. Amen. Some of you will know that I go walking on Fridays with other dog walkers, many of them involved in training hearing dogs. And as we ate lunch up at Westbury Cafe a couple of weeks ago, some of them were saying that they had already made their Christmas cakes and Christmas puddings, which, to be honest, is a bit early, as today is Stir Up Sunday. That is traditionally the day that Christmas puddings are made. So are many of you going home to do that today? When families traditionally make and stir their Christmas puddings, apparently to allow the flavours to mature before Christmas Day, probably the ones I buy in the shop have been made a couple of years ago, honestly, haven't they? And I read that the Christmas pudding was introduced to Britain by Prince Albert, and it has become a Christmas favourite, a tradition, and that it would have had 13 ingredients of various fruits and nuts and spices to represent the 12 disciples and Jesus in number, with many families adding in silver coins or other little silver trinkets that had some symbolism, and they would be a gift, a surprise to the recipient when they found them, hopefully not breaking a tooth in doing so. And the pudding would have been stirred in a certain way in memory of the wise men who came to visit baby Jesus. So the pudding stirred from east to west. A family tradition that I have discovered many families still do to this day. And it's both a preparation for Christmas, but also holds these wonderful links to the nativity account we have in Luke's Gospel. So Stir Up Sunday, which is the last Sunday before Advent. Yes, can you believe it? As I said, Pat and I were talking about that earlier on. We're coming right up to the beginning of Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, when we begin preparing, looking forward to the light of the world coming down amongst us, down afresh, when we recount God coming down to earth as the Christ child, a big event. And this name, Stir Up Sunday, actually comes from the opening words of a prayer in the Book of Common Prayer for the Sunday before Advent. It says, "Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people." We are called to be stirred up, all the faithful people. Stir up and be ready for the great event. And Paul writes, Paul writes to the people of Colossae. We heard that in our first reading. And he is encouraging them to endure, to be impatient, and to be joyful, giving thanks. And he goes on to talk of the many things that God our Father has done for us through Jesus. He writes that he has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light, rescued us from the power of darkness, and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Pretty powerful stuff. No wonder we are called to be stirred up and to give thanks. Redeemed, forgiven, rescued, and we are able to share the inheritance of the saints in light. So Stir Up Sunday. But that is only one name for today. As I said at the beginning of the service, we are also celebrating the feast day of Christ the King. In fact, today is the end of the church year, the end of the calendar. We have recounted all the Bible stories, celebrated all the festival and feast days, and today we honour God who came amongst us as a Christ child, and having redeemed us on the cross, he has returned to heaven to take up his heavenly throne, his rightful place to watch over us, his people, his faithful people, his kingdom. In our gospel reading, we hear the two criminals speaking to Jesus. The scene being graphically described of Jesus, all happening at a place called the Skull, it says. Jesus crucified with one criminal to his left and one to his right. And Jesus saying to God his Father, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And what do they do around him? Well, the soldiers, they cast lots for his clothes. The people mock Jesus, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And the criminals, well, one of them is also deriding Jesus, it says. And the other criminal speaks out for Jesus. And he says, "We deserve to be here for our misdemeanors. This man, Jesus, does not." And this criminal asks Jesus to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. He turns to him and says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Recognition by the criminal of who Jesus is, and Jesus says these wonderful words, "Today you will be with me in paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise." What words of comfort to that criminal, to those who stood there and heard it and wrote this gospel, so we can hear these words too. What comfort for Jesus to know he had fulfilled his role, and even in this moment, hanging on the cross, a dying criminal would turn to him, and in doing so, find himself saved. What good news for us. It's never too late, nor can we do anything that is too much. We can never have sinned too bad that we cannot turn to Jesus and enter into the kingdom. So paradise, I wonder what you think when you hear this word, paradise. Somewhere that is perfect, good health, no wars, no crazy cold weather or crazy hot weather in the summer with all the bugs that go with it. That is the one thing I've been thinking is so wonderful about this cold weather, that finally I haven't got the mosquitoes nipping me so badly. And we can often feel that this heavenly realm is so far from us. A place where the angels are singing in worship, where there is the presence of Jesus, God the Father, our Creator, the powers of the Holy Spirit at work. We can feel that that is far from us, but it is not. It is all very close by us. It's seen in the beauty of creation around us. We often get glimpses of it. In the kindness of people's actions and words, the great response we have for charities and for aid going out to those in need. I was really warmed by the amount of money that was raised for children in need, wasn't it? 45 million plus just this last week here in the UK. The heavenly realm seen in the joy and happiness of folk, of our little children, in the beauty of our churches, even sometimes in our singing. We certainly will see it in the light of Jesus coming down afresh upon us as we draw closer to our next church season, that of Advent. The hope, the joy, and the presence of Jesus in our gatherings, in our churches across the benefice and beyond, in the gatherings within our families and friends. This coming season of Advent can seem one of commercial nature. And for some, that is that sadness, that is all there is ever to it. But for many, for most, they will catch those glimpses of awe and wonder as they see the heaven touching earth, becoming aware of the kingdom of heaven touching earth. In the lights that they see in our churches and our decorations and our singing and our conversations we have. In the children building up the crib scene, it's always such a joy to see them clutching their little bundle and opening it up and seeing what they've got before they go and put it in carefully into the stable. Becoming aware that we're all members of this kingdom with Christ the King at the head. Let us go from here today Indeed, let us be stirred up. Let us be faithful in our response, in our desire to follow God's will. Let us remember that wonderful verse from our psalm today, Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. We don't have to solve everything. We need to turn to him and be faithful to him. Let us take that truth with us, and indeed let our wills be stirred to the will of Jesus, our King. Amen.